Now, if you hold on to your seats, we'd like to bring new and innovative stuff up here to the Stephen Foster Folk Culture Center. We like to blend tradition with new age, should I say, or new music. And this ranges in the top 10. In fact, I think it was one of the top 5. We like to show young people that when they do folk music, it's not old music. Because a lot of people come up to me and go, oh, that's old stuff. I say, no, no, no. I said, it's very new if you think about it. And you can hand it on from generation to generation. And the oldness of it becomes new again, and everybody has a good time. Well, we wanted to show a little Hispanic flavor this year. So we blended a little of the conga, the mambo, and the cha-cha in a popular artist tune. And we put it together to Ricky Martin's The Cup of Life.
Do you really want it?
Once again, we are known as the St. Petersburg International Children's, should I say, Young People's, Young Teens Ensemble. Thank you very much. You are a wonderful audience.
And keep clapping a little louder for Mary Krueger, who's worked with this group for 13 years. Don't you guys wish you had just a little bit of that energy this afternoon? I really wish. I mean, what beautiful faces. And I think it's really important for SPICE to understand that when White Springs 40 years ago was keeping just the folk traditions as we knew, more of the country traditions alive, that as Florida has grown and become diverse, White Springs has done so, and that we welcome preserving the traditions of all the different cultures that make Florida such a wonderful state. So thank you, SPICE, for sharing that with us. Our next group, well, I'll tell you, we've got a minute while you set up. Okay, we're going to move the podium back. That's all right, Julie. Just break it. They probably don't need that. Let's hear it for our sound people. These people work really hard and hot and long hours so that we can hear all of these, this wonderful music and all of these things. I'd like to encourage you this afternoon, if you're not staying tonight, before you go home, to try some of the foods that are available. A lot of the international foods are along the walkway between here and the bell tower. Over by the old marble stage, you'll find some of the best greens and sweet potato pies that you will ever eat in your whole entire life. That's one of the first places that we always head. If you're looking to take something home to children and grandchildren, Shelley Harshberger, a storyteller, has her finger puppets and tapes up at her booth. And I will tell you, coffee has never tasted better than in Rusty Miller Stoneware. So we have a lot of things for you guys, and we hope that you take advantage of all of it. We're going to stay with a broad spectrum of music right now, with a group that's going to come out that plays a wide range of music, from contemporary and traditional folk to Celtic to jazz, blues, a little doo-wop, some bluegrass, and some country. Myriad's been together for 10 years. They have some CDs available at the Pfaff booth. We hope that you'll go by and purchase those. They play throughout Florida, especially in the Tampa Bay area. And this is, I think Glenn said this is a reunion of sorts. So are you guys ready? No? Well, they're not ready. So I'm going to do some more commercials here. I will tell you that I hope that you're enjoying the park. If you haven't seen the new campground, the park has made their campground into the traditional loops. They're wonderful camping sites, especially for big rigs. They are huge. Walk through there and look at it. It's a little crowded now with all the musicians and artists and volunteers who are camping in there, but we hope you take advantage of Florida's park system. I hope that if you see a park person in their green uniform, that you thank them for allowing us to use the park system in this way. I think this is one of the best parks in the state, and Valinda, who is the park manager here, does a wonderful job year-round. There are a lot of other events that take place here when it's cooler. There's some November events. If you look in your calendar, if you look in your program, it's going to tell you the calendar for the rest of the year, and we hope that you will take advantage of those. At 3:30, if you play the jugs, the washboard, the spoons, the bones, or any of those other type of instruments, there will be a workshop just for you in the Museum Garden Workshop. So you need to go over there about 3, at the river, wait a minute, at 2 in the Museum Garden, so we missed that. The next one is going to be at 3:30 at the River Gazebo. So if you head down to the River Gazebo behind us, make sure you go down there and see what's going on. For many of you who may not know, Diamond Teeth Mary died this year. I think she was 103. Tonight at 11:30, we will be doing a service for her and showcasing some of her work, and we hope that you'll be here to honor this great lady who we will miss tremendously at White Springs. The Tonight is the Liar Liar Pants on Fire storytelling up in the auditorium. We hope you go there. 5 to 8 is Contra Dancing. It's over by the tower. Newcomers welcome. You don't know have to know how to dance to learn to dance. So come over there and join us, and it will be a great deal of fun. Tomorrow we have Billy Dean will be here tomorrow night. Chief Jim Billy will be here tomorrow night. You all ready? Cool. And now we'll go on with music from Myriad.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was Pete Hennings.
He needs to switch to bass, so can you turn him down so he switched to bass?
Yeah, Pete normally plays bass for us, but he also writes some wonderful songs. That's one of them. That's on his tape that he has. I don't know if he has any available here or not. Anyway, we are Myriad, and this is Glenn Smith and Allie Smith, and I'm Mike Jurgensen, and this is Pete Hennings. And at our set tomorrow at the Azalea Stage at 11:40 and Sunday at 10 o'clock at the Seminole Camp, Mindy Simmons will be singing with us, too. This is a song that...
You got it turned up?
Yeah. We got bass? There we go. This is a song that I wrote recently, and it's a song about fishing and much more than that. It's called Let's Go Fishing. Allie wrote, and it's one that we've been doing for a long time. It's called I Am Thirsty. She's just changing instruments here. It's a beautiful day here. It's just got started getting a bit hotter in the last week or two, it seems. But We're in the shade.
You are the master of understatement there, Mike.
That's what I'm known for.
Just a little bit warmer.
It's hot.
Can I have my guitar out in the monitor just a titch? I can barely hear it. Thanks.
You boys gonna let me sing?
Absolutely.
Thank
Please do.
You.
Did you call us boys?
The boys. They pay me good money for that. Thank you. Thank you very much.
5 minutes, one more song. We're going to try to do a Lon Liz Williamson song. They're supposed to be playing here this weekend. Lon's got his CD up there, and this is called I Ride the Blinds. It's about a hobo riding a railroad. I like doing this. Of course, this is the exciting part of the show because I don't sing very often, so I don't usually remember my words. So we'll see how many times you hear la, 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 la.
That's only on 29 ways, though. You can't forget the words on this song.
I do this one, too. I do more. It's part of old age, I think. Early old age.
Can I get just a little bit of bass in the monitor? Sounds fine out there. But...
great job on sound, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
thanks a lot.
Great.
Thank you for the sound, guys. Thank you, guys.
I don't think we want to leave.
Get ready?
Now out.
Well, I'll ride the blind. I'll ride the blind. From Chicago to L.A. Been all over this mighty, mighty country. Riding the blind boys all the way. I never bought no ticket. I never been inside of that great, big, shiny passenger car. I've been to Frisco. I've been to New York City. I bet you're wondering about how I got that far.
I'll ride the blinds.
I'll ride the blinds,
boys.
From Chicago to L.A. Been all over this mighty, mighty country. Riding the blind boys all the way. Freight train whistle. Freight train wine. Got my toes out for my pillow. For my heart, I got a railroad line. Train from Waycross down to New Orleans. Time to come on to Abilene. Out of time in Memphis, on to Detroit City, Pensacola to St. Augustine.
Well, I'll ride the blinds. I'll ride the blinds, boys.
From Chicago to L.A. Been all over this mighty, mighty country. Riding the blind boys all the way. Freight train whistle. I'm just a railroad bum. I never had no home of any kind. Pray tell me, why should I need one? 'Cause I goes all around riding the blinds.
Oh, I ride the blinds. I ride the blinds, boy. From Chicago to L.A.
mighty, mighty country. Riding the pine boys all the way. Riding the blind boys all the way. Riding the blind boys all the way.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Okay, that's it. We're done. Thank you very much. Thank you for seeing it.
Amateur. I have an Irish radio program in St. Augustine called Irish Ways, and I want you to put your hands together for Myriad, who came out here, and it's hotter up here than it is out there, so give them another round of applause, please. The next performer that you're going to see is a professional storyteller. She has produced a television program, and also she has a book that she has written called When Night Falls, Crick Crack it's called. It's on the culture and traditions, stories, and recipes from Haiti. And I'd like you to put your hands together for this wonderful lady. She's been going around for 16 years now as a storyteller. And she is from Haiti. She has created an organization called the... There she is. There she is. Just the way it was, she said. Her name is Liliane Noret Louis.
Hi, everybody out there. Well, you are so far away from me, and you have to help me with my story. How are we going to do that? Hi, guys out there, do you know how to speak French? Well, then you're going to learn only in 10 minutes. Do you know how to speak Creole? Well, I have a glossary of Creole in the back of my book. Now, do you know how to cook Haitian food, Creole food, French food? Well, all that in my book, plus all the stories, the Bookie and Mali stories. And then, you can learn a lot about the Haitian folktales. The Haitian folktales have two characters called Bookie and Malice. And Bookie is very, very, very stupid. And Bookie loves to eat meat. And Bookie will do anything to have a piece of meat. So I don't see children in front of me, although today is Friday, supposed to be for the children. But since I don't see children in front of me, I'm not going to tell a Bookie story. Because Bookie loves meat, make the children laugh about what Bookie does to get a piece of meat. So therefore, I'm going to tell you another story that will let you understand when you see the Haitian coming to the beaches, swimming to Miami, swimming to Delray Beach, swimming to Pompano, then you will understand why the Haitians are doing that, okay? It's a short story, but I guess you will understand what that means, okay? First, when I say creek, you say crack. Creek? Okay. There was that queen in Haiti who was living with the king, of course. And they were very, very much in love. They love each other. Now, you see, in Haiti, you have a type of chicken, nice chicken, They call them foreign chicken, but the real name is a Zenga pool. You know, pool. Remember, I told you were going to learn to speak Creole. So in Creole, chicken is pool. Okay? A chicken is a pool. So a Zenga pool, Zenga means three colors, gray, white, and black. Maybe you love to eat chicken, and you probably eat chicken every day at your place, but you never saw a live chicken, right? Some of you have never seen a live chicken. What a shame! You have never seen a live chicken. You have to know what a live chicken look like. Plus a Zenga pool, a Zenga meaning three colors. Have you seen a Zenga pool, guys? Who has seen a Zenga pool? Have you seen a chicken alive? Okay. Well, anyway, that little chicken was being raised for a special reason. It was going to be Independence Day. You know, the Haitian been independence since 1804. So it was going to be Independence Day. And the queen wanted to serve her husband, the king, a nice, tasty chicken. And you will find the recipe in my book, by the way. The nice chicken. And my book is being sold at the store here at White Spring. And it's a good, tasty Creole chicken you will find. And also I have a French recipe in that book. Now that chicken was being fed nicely and the chicken was rare, a nice chicken. But you know what happened? That chicken, just the day before December 31st, that chicken escaped. That chicken escaped. Ooh, what the queen going to do? She was in tears. So she went to her husband, the king, and said, you know, that chicken left. Hey, you could hear the chicken all over the village. The chicken was happy because they were about to kill the chicken and the chicken escaped. But the king who loved his wife very much said, oh, no, I'm going to take care of that for you. So he called a regiment, and that regiment's name, the regiment of zombie bonmana. Can you repeat that for me? Zombie bonmana. Okay, very good. And then he called the zombie bonmana. There were a lot of them, you know, like they were like guard in uniform. And he told them, go after the chicken, and you got to get the chicken to my wife, because my wife is going to cook a tasty meal for me. Today is a special day. It's our Independence Day. We've been independent since 1804, and my wife is going to cook a good chicken for me. So they all went out, and they tried to get the chicken. Now they sing that song. Now every time I go like that to you, you say, yes, skin. Okay? I'm going to sing it in Creole, but I go like that, yes, skin. That means we wa, we wa. Yes is we, and kin is wa. Okay? Zombie bon mana. Oui, oui. Zombie bon mana. Kembe ti poulet. Ti poulet sauvé. Bali la basset. Prend. Okay. What the song is saying is that zombie bon mana. Oui, oui. Kembe ti poulet. Oui, oui. Ti poulet sauvé. Oui, oui. Bali la basset. Oui, oui. Zombie bon mana. Take the little chicken. The little chicken escaped. Yes, skin. Take him. Yes, skin. So the zombie bonman now work all day to get that little chicken, and they could not get the little chicken. Finally, it was very, very late when they caught the little chicken. Oh, they were so happy. They took the little chicken to the queen, and right away the queen started put most garlic, fresh parsley, and thyme, and nice spicy you can only find in Haiti, and make the chicken really a good, tasty chicken with sour orange, not too much sour orange now, and some lime, you know, well-cooked, good chicken. And then when the chicken was ready, Mrs. the queen and the king, they sat down on their balcony, and they ate the chicken. They ate all the pieces. But the regiment who was there waiting for a piece, they just stay on the yard of the palace. They could only smell the chicken, and the king didn't give a little piece to them. And they were waiting for the little piece. Just like that man eating that piece of meat, he ate the whole thing and didn't give anything to the rest of them. So the king and the queen ate the whole thing. Oh, do you know something? They went back home to face their family. And their family, everybody was hungry. They have children. They have little babies. They didn't have anything to eat. And they all were waiting for at least a little bone of that chicken. You know? And they didn't find that. So they went to sleep that day very hungry. And they were talking about it. Now, some people reported to the king that the regime was mad because they didn't taste in the chicken that they spent the whole day looking for. Huh? You know something, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls? Do you know something? When the king heard that, he said, "What do they think I will give them in my food?" And he called the Tonton Macoute. You know what the Tonton Macoute is? The bogeyman. The bogeyman came, all the bogeymen, and he said, "Go after the regime and zombie bon manna. Get them to jail." But you know, the regime of zombie bon manna heard that they are going to put them in jail. They just went, all of them, they were about 100. They got to the ocean, they find a boat, they all crowded in that boat, and they took direction to Florida. And that's how they end up in Miami. And when they end up in Miami, you know, I heard immigration talking. 105 Haitians came last night in a crowded boat. I went to see what was wrong because I was in America a long time. So I went to see what was wrong with the Haitian. Do you know something? They kicked me. And here I am to tell you the story. So now, what's the question? Why the Haitians are coming to Florida, right? I'll let you answer that question. Okay. What time you have, guys? It's over. I think I used my 10 minutes. Okay? Do I have time for another story? No. Okay. Here you are.
Are you appearing anywhere else over the weekend? Here. Tell them.
Well, I'll be here tomorrow at 4:20.
All right.
For a half an hour.
Liliane Nares Louis. In Swannanoa, North Carolina, they have a wonderful Irish weekend festival. And also here in St. Petersburg, Florida, we have the Sunshine State Acoustic Music Camp. The next performer is a gentleman who has appeared on stage with Merle Travis, Doc Watson, Madeline McNeil, and many other famous performers. He is performing today with a couple of friends, and I really hope that you'll put your hands together to welcome this gentleman. He is the director of the Sunshine State Acoustic Music Camp in St. Petersburg, Florida, where you can actually go and spend a weekend in the park. I know this is a wonderful park, but St. Petersburg have many wonderful parks down there also. And you can actually talk to this gentleman about going and learning some fiddle, dobro, banjo, mandolin, and anybody who's appearing on stage tonight with this gentleman is also a music instructor at this festival. You can talk to him after the performance. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Charlie Grote and Rima Olsen.
face in more towards you? Okay.
Can you plug it in?
And a mandolin too, but I'm just gonna. You want to plug each one of them in separately? Okay.
Well, then that's what we'll do.
Remember that that one's trebly is a bit.
I hope your vocal mic is off for that.
Check, 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 check. I see Josh back there.
Mandolin and DI-1. No, his guitar is holding right now is DI-1. The guitar sitting to his left or to your right is DI-2. And the mandolin is DI-3.
Well, I had good intentions. And there's Lynn Wadley. Here's all these people risking heat stroke to hear an old man play some tunes at the Florida Folk Festival. Let's get a little balance here, get a little test. How we doing? Tell us when you're ready, sound.
Charlie.
Vocal, vocal, vocal. That's good. Vocal, vocal, vocal. I don't know what these people would do if I didn't have a pocket full of guitar picks all the time.
We'd be totally lost.
Okay, what do you need, monitors, vocals, and guitars underneath?
Yeah, and when I'm playing the fiddle, I'll need that strong in the monitors. Thank you.
Okay. The monitors, okay. I just got here about noon, and I've already had so much fun that it's been well worth it, and tonight, we're having a set, by the way, at the auditorium stage, which is in the building right behind here, at 6 o'clock, and I have about a half an hour worth of prepared material, and after that, we're just going to jam out with a whole bunch of interesting people, so come on up and do that, and Glenn, if you want to jam out too, there'll be a guitar for you up there. I've made no plan past the first 30 minutes, so are we ready, sound? He'd say, boy, go to school and learn your letters. Don't you be no dirty hit miner like me. I was born and raised in the mouth of the Hazard Hollow. Coal trains rambled past my door. Now they're sitting in a rusty road, all empty, and the L&N don't stop here anymore. Lord, I used to think that my daddy was a black man with script enough to buy the company store. Now he goes down town with empty pockets, and his face as white as the February snow. I was born and raised in the mouth of the Hazard Hollow. Coal trains rambled past my door. Now they're sitting in a rusty road. Thank you.
now they're sitting in a rusty row, all empty. And the L&M don't stop here anymore. Last night I dreamed that I went down to the coal yard just to draw my pay as I often have before. Them old kudzu vines was a-growing through the window, and the leaves and the trees were coming through the floor. I was born and raised in the mouth of the hazard house. Coal trains rambled past my home. Now they're sitting in a rusty road, all empty. And the L&M don't stop here anymore. Now they're sitting in a rusty row, all empty. And the L&M don't stop here anymore.
L&M. Thank you. We're going to move right along. We've got several tunes we'd like to do for you. I spent most of my life living in the West and picked up a lot of the traditions of Western folk music. And I'd like to do a couple for you right now. Step right up any old time. Joe Reyna on the harmonica. We're going to get him a microphone and we're going to pick.
Can I get a little more guitar in the monitors, please?
And this is one I call Texas Double Hitter. Joe Reyna, by the way, is our harmonica instructor at the music camp. And as you're about to hear, plays a lot of very exciting harmonica. Those are wireless. All you need to do is sit down. Right, two fiddle tunes called the Texas Double Hitter. This is going to be Beaumont Rag and Ragtime Annie all fit together. And remind the sound that this is probably going to be a very trebly.
My Lord.
They're going to be in D. We got it, guys? Beaumont Rag and Ragtime Annie, the Texas Double Hitter. Thank you.
And there they were. Moving right along, I'd like to do you a little old-time blues tune that I wrote. So it's not that old-time, is it? But it's in the Jimmy Rogers blues tradition. It's in the key of G for those musicologists that give a crap about that.
For the harmonica.
And for Joe, who's just now finding out about all this.
5 minutes?
He ran down from
another... 5 minute signal from the sound man there, Charlie.
Ran down from another stage just to do this. You know what I think we'll do? In that event, we'll just close with these two and eliminate the Dobro tune. And then we're going to get on out of here. We got a much longer setup here in the back later on. So I don't know about you, but this is the best weekend of my year. I have a wonderful time up here. I'm already having a wonderful time. It's hard to believe that you folks would risk the serious consequences of real heat stroke to come out and listen to me. Rima Olson over here on the fiddle and the guitar.
I have yours.
Joe Rayner right here on the harmonic cap of Corticolli. We hope he's going to join us at 6 o'clock too, but if he can't, he can't. We'll find out who's going to be up there, and so will you if you come up. Anyway, this is one called the Florida Blues. Not the one you know, but the one I wrote. Oh, it doesn't start in that key, though. Let's try it in this one. 1, 2, 3. Way down south, I got some sand in my shoes. Went up north, got the Florida Blues. I got the Florida Blues. Lord, I want to go back home. Well, let me tell you the news. Oh, babe, I got the Florida. Well, the days are getting short, the leaves are falling down, nights are getting cold, the snows are coming around. I got the Florida blues, enough to make you grieve and moan. Oh, well, let me tell you the truth, oh, babe, I got the Florida blues. I got the Florida blues in my body and soul, and I'm all set up, getting ready to go. I'm heading on down to where the warm sunshine. I don't know why I left it behind. Hard to tell where I'll be sleeping tonight, but I'll be heading to the south. You know that's all right. Got the Florida blues rolling down the seaboard line. Well, yes, I am. I'm going back on down to Tampa just to ease the trouble in my mind. Here's Raymond, that fiddle out. Here's Joe Rayner right off the top. I got the Florida blues in my body and soul, and I'm all bad. Getting ready to go, I'm heading on down to where that warm sunshine. I don't know why I left it behind. Hard to tell where I'll be sleeping tonight, but I'll be heading to the south, and you know that's all right. I got the Florida blues heading for that seaboard line. Yes, I do, but I got nothing to lose. Nothing but the Florida. Now I'm talking about the Florida. Lord, I got the Florida blue. Florida blue. And on that note, we're going to retire from the arena and hope that you continue to have a good time for the period of the entire festival. And this gentleman here is going to come out and tell you some Haitian stories now, I think. That's all.
Maybe not.
In Petersburg, Florida, and if you want to talk to him about learning some of the acoustic instruments you saw here this afternoon, please meet him afterwards. Charlie Grote and Rima Olson. Put your hands together again for them. As I told you at the start of this little set, my name is William Ramatar. I have an Irish radio program in St. Augustine, Florida. And I've been involved with radio for the past 16 years since I came here from Ireland. This gentleman, I am very, very honored to introduce. He is 95 and a half years old. And don't forget the half, or he'll let you have it. His name...